Right, it's a very good afternoon. It's 12 o'clock and I bet you're wondering where my guest was. I bet you thought she hadn't turned up, but she is in the studio and I'm very grateful. I've just been hearing her singing live off air, so you're in for a treat today. I'm joined in the studio by Natalia Mbunga, who is a poet and a singer, and her pianist Jason Rose. So very good morning to both of you guys.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing? Morning. Are you okay? You can move your microphone there, Jason, if you like. You don't have don't have to keep it hidden there.
There you go.
So thanks very much for coming in. You found us okay?
Yes, we did.
And we do have to say a very important thing, because your mum will be listening to this. If you don't give her a mention, you know what mums are like.
I have to mention my mum. My mum, Ilona Webster, just thank you so much for putting me in touch with Phoenix 98 FM. And this rendition's are for you.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Will she be crying to that now, do you think?
No.
I'm crying.
You're crying. Before we talk about the work you can do, what is the... I see Clarence Workshop. What is that?
Clarence's Workshop is my business that I founded in 2005. It is a workshop that explores African and Caribbean history, and we work with young children and families in any community, libraries, schools, primary school aged and secondary school aged, and in community spaces, basically.
So, and you set that all up yourself?
I set it up myself after realising that I felt there was a gap. There was a gap in history, and I got invited into a primary school where my daughter used to attend, and they said, oh, come and do a Caribbean week.
Yeah.
I thought, right, okay. So I prepared X, Y, and Z for them, and they said it was really good. They invited me back the following year. Before I knew it, I was doing sort of assemblies. Mm. I created a doll, and his name is Clarence.
Yep.
And he stands sort of, you know, the size of a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
He is 7. And he goes round with me and we do workshops, singing, dancing, make puppets, craft. And I'm hoping it'll get more comprehensive and we'll be able to study and explore African and Caribbean history in more depth.
Yeah.
As we continue with the project.
That's fabulous. That's absolutely... You must be very proud of yourself for doing that.
I actually am very proud.
Yeah.
I am very proud, to be honest.
Well done.
Thank you. Found that it is quite challenging trying to be a part of the school curriculum. But what I like is the schools that I've actually worked with, they've actually been brilliant in allowing me to come in and work with their children, their pupils. And we've worked on languages from the Caribbean. We've done different craft activities. I've worked with like 3 to 4 to 5 year olds, and we've done story and rhyme time.
Yeah.
And so it's just, because it is so dear to me, I'm just absolutely loving it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I really am. It's just fantastic. So just to all the schools who have welcomed me in, and I mean, I must just mention Redbridge Central Library, who every year allow me to go in and I do loads of workshops with them. Can I just mention what we're doing?
Yeah, sure, April? Yeah. And this is how important she is, because she's actually got a book with the details in.
I've actually got the Redbridge Do More with me. We're
excellent.
On page 33, just so I don't get the exhibition wrong. We are doing an event for City Read London in 2016, this year in April. And it's a great opportunity to celebrate a book that was written by Gillian Slovo. She wrote about the riots that happened in 2011, I believe.
Yeah.
And so my take on that, obviously I'm not going to be rioting around the libraries with Clarence, but we wanted to do something a little bit more rebellious. So we are going to recycle library books. We're going to be tearing pages. Yeah, I know, tearing pages out of library books, old library books, to recycle them. But then we're going to be making cubes, gift boxes, or what they're called, pyramid gift boxes, or pen holder, you know, so you can make different things out of these items.
Yeah.
And it's just a fun activity for children aged 8+.
Yeah.
And thanks again to Redbridge Central Library. I've actually been given an opportunity to work in Hounslow with this project and also in East London. So, you know, I'm just hoping that the project moves along, and it just shows that I'm not just willing to stick with the niche of African and Caribbean. I'm willing to just get my hands dirty with all elements of community work and life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And I think it's really important as well when you're talking about young children. We are in this habit today where people are sat in restaurants, they've got their mobile phones, their heads are down. Children are not... I don't care, I don't have children, but I can see it all over the place. Children don't communicate like they would have done when I was at school, because you wouldn't have had mobile phones, so you would have had to talk to somebody, and now you don't, you can be very isolated.
Yeah.
And that's leading to children having more cases of depression or not being as confident because they're not doing those sort of activities anymore.
And I think that's a really good point that you're making there, Michelle, because I'm always debating with like my mum and my sister that I don't actually like social media sometimes, because I feel that it does take away some of the skills that, I mean, I'm not very good with social media, so that I'm probably biased, but the fact that you don't get the communication skills and some of the written communication skills that you would have developed if you, you know, put your pen to your paper, and the spoken word can be so important sometimes, and the way you can spin it, you can have your poetry, you can have, you know, lots, you can do it in lots of different ways, and it's a shame that we've just now got it in this very niche way of a text. And I feel that a text doesn't really tell people or the other person where I'm coming from.
Yeah,
it just doesn't let me express myself.
No, you can say, well, the one that annoys me is I love you babe, and you just thought, well, that doesn't really mean anything,
right,
does
and,
it
and love is L-U-V though.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, you know,
you see my spelling,
right? Well, I haven't actually seen the spelling, but let's not go there today.
Yeah, let's not go there. Now, Natalie, I'm listening to you and Jason earlier when you were doing your poetry. Tell us how you two actually met. Jason is your pianist, and when I was listening earlier, you were reading your poetry, which is beautiful. And if you're listening out there, you're in for a treat, because it really just makes you conjure up the images in your mind. It's a bit like reading. It's like reading a book. So, how did you two get together, and how did you get the idea?
Well, we work together at the Red Brick Institute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm an artist as well as a musician, and I teach at the Red Brick Institute with Natalie. So that's kind of how we met. And Natalie just said, I write poetry, and I kind of love doing kind of like spontaneous music, sometimes like feelings and emotions expressed through the piano. And I just felt it would be lovely to kind of, you know, kind of illustrate her poetry with kind of musical expression.
Mm.
So we got together, and her poetry is beautiful.
Yeah.
And it was very inspirational. And so, yeah, just found some sounds and some moods to go with her poetry. And it seemed to work together really well.
Yeah.
Now, what's this first piece you're going to do for us?
The first piece is called Ebony Ethereal Dream. And I wrote it in 2010.
Yeah.
And I never actually intended to share it with anyone. So now that I'm sharing it to however many people are listening, but it's just about a woman, and just I think her essence. I still don't really know who she is.
Yeah.
Even, you know. So the fact that you're saying it conjures up these images for you is great for me, because I don't know if I hope that, but I'm glad that you get something from it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I get a lot from it, but I don't quite know who she is. I don't know if she's a real person or anyone I've ever met.
Now, because I'm always got stuff going, I'm going to film you as well, just to make you feel even more nervous in the studio.
No, that's fine.
I've had a shave before I realised that.
Well, Jason hasn't had a shave, but I have. And I'm just glad, because my mum can have something memorialised. So please film away. Please just film away. I'm just so happy right now.
And so here we go. This is Natalie and Jason. This is live in the studio.
Thank you. Her ebullient nature draws strangers, dumbstruck by her aura. Toward her they stream, toward an ethereal dream. As she speaks, she sings, she sways, like corn kissed by a breeze. Her tranquility puts them at ease. Always confident and able, with skin so sable. Beneath her ebon complexion, her moods know not vexation. African violet, she's kind, not violent. Though Though she's dark, more like navy blue, or like blackberry with a purple hue, with skin so smooth and scented like a rose, like a blazing star in bloom, she amazes. Transfixed are our gazes. How she does mesmerize with those eyes lighter than barley sugar brown, so large, so round. They're like tan, no, sepia orbs laying against a silvery moon. Her dark plumage frames her apple cheeks, softening her features, making her seem somewhat meek. Her stem-like, swan-like neck connects her entity, completely carved from Aphromosia into the shapely tubular bell of an Archimena's flower. Unlike the camellia or achillea, she's aware. She possesses such power and inner beauty. That is why strangers follow in streams. That is why she's regarded an ethereal dream.
Jason, wow, thank you so much.
That is, if that didn't paint pictures in your head, how powerful are words? Wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
I feel a bit shaky.
You feel a bit...
Oh, well done. That was,
absolutely lovely.
Well done, Jason.
Really lovely. How long have you been writing for poetry, Natalie? How long?
About 4 or 5 years. I've just been... I wouldn't actually say that I'm a poet. I just feel sometimes I get very creative. Mm. It's just really since I've had my children.
Yeah.
I just sometimes just go into moods where I'll paint stuff and I'll come away and I'll be like, wow, that's actually amazing. Or people will come around and go, you made that by yourself? And I don't know where it comes from because I'm not trained or anything. So I think I'm just expressing myself now.
Is there sorry, just talking to the microphone a little bit. Sorry, you were wandering off there. I was going to say, with is there any places that you can go? Because obviously you've got sort of open mic nights and things like that. Is that what you're trying to do, or are they kind of dedicated? Because they used to be in the 60s. I'm sure there were sort of 50s clubs where you could go specifically for people reading their poetry.
I often host a lot of open mics myself because I believe that people do need a space to share themselves and their talent, and whether they're amateur or not. And I actually hosted a couple of weeks ago for Women's International Day, this very type of event.
Mm.
And I've also a couple of years ago hosted something to raise money for Barnardo's, where just getting community together and having an open mic arrangement. But I personally don't ever really go to any of those.
Mm.
And it's a kind of a combination of, I'm not too sure whether I was ready yet, or, you know, deep down, I don't know whether people will get what I'm trying to say. But now I just feel, to be honest, 2016, I'm ready to just share and just see where it goes. I'm just feeling really good within myself right now, and I just want to share what I've written.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even get it, so if you can tell me out there what you get, then that's fine.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sort of seem to matter now, the consequence of it. I just feel that it's positive, and I just want to see where it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine, like, you know, obviously you both paint. You could do, like, a painting and have the audio as well, and a nice exhibition would be fabulous.
the thing with Jason and I, it's like, when we first met, I was actually shadowing his class, because I work for Redbridge Institute, as Jason said. I'm a family learning tutor.
Mm.
So I had to shadow, in my very first weeks of working at the Institute, I had to shadow Jason. So we always have had a very good connection as friends, and we've always sort of said about our talents and stuff and recognised each other's talented skills. But then when he invited me to the mansion, and we've been able to sort of, like, have a sort of open mic sort of session, we just kind of get, because we're both trying to just be free to express ourselves, and I think that's the common link, really. I mean, I don't know anything about the piano.
Yeah.
I just know about what I want to achieve, and he just seems to know when I go, yeah, do the twinkly thing there. You know, I'm just pointing and just going, yeah, I like that. And he just writes down the chords, and I just think that's life. You just got to go with the flow.
Yeah.
If it feels good, just go with it.
Now, the next song you're going to do for us, tell us about it.
This is a song by Ella Fitzgerald, so I'm not going to say that it's my song.
You should have done, just said it. Nobody would have known.
My mum would have known. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, sorry, mum.
And I think the world would know. I mean, it's a great song. It's called Lucky So-and-So. And for me, it just resonates really with how I actually feel. I do feel very lucky. I get a lot of good, positive, you know, experiences come my way through my life.
Yeah.
And the first time I sung it, I didn't have a pianist. I didn't have any music. I sung it unaccompanied from my mum's partner at his 50th birthday. I think he's going to be 57. He's not going to be pleased with me telling you that online. But I think it's about 5 or 6 years ago that I had performed it in front of a crowd of like 150 people that he had at his house. And the response was, you know, people thought it was good. And I was like, okay, so maybe I do have something that I can share. And I've always been just singing the song, but now I found someone who I can have the melody to go with it, but we tried to create our own melody with it. So I'm hoping that once we share this with everybody, they will feel how I feel, they will feel lucky.
Excellent.
They will feel lucky too.
Excellent. Here we go. This is live.
Okay, thank you.
As I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet offers a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. In every tree, they seem so neighborly. They sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky soul. Should ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess that I'm slipping. That don't worry me, 'cause confidentially I've got a dream that's a a pee-pee.
so.
Absolutely fabulous. What a fantastic voice and amazing playing as well. Absolutely gorgeous. Thank you. Now, if people want to find out more about you, I know you said you're not a social media wizard, but they can look you up. In fact, I did actually on Twitter. You type in your name. If you'd like to spell out your surname, then people would be able to find you quite easily. Yep.
It's N-A-T-A-L-I-E, surname. M for mother. B-U-N. G A Mbunga.
Lovely.
Yes, thank you.
And if you do tap in, you'll be able to find she's on Facebook as well. You've got your Facebook page.
Yes.
And also you're linked to quite a few things on Twitter as well. You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know there that, you to go. Be honest.
There's a nice picture. Wow. I saw a lovely picture of you with somebody from Redbridge Council.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Oh,
great. I think you were winning some sort of award. You were shaking hands with somebody. Wow. I was like, yeah.
Do you know what? Actually, I just on that point, I just want to say thanks to my mum then, because she's doing all my tweeting and the God knows what in. So just, mum, thanks so much for
that. you got your mention, mum.
Brilliant.
There you go. Thank you very much for coming in. Absolutely lovely, beautiful voice and fantastic poetry. And do keep an an eye on the web. Also, you've got your Facebook page, so if you type in, is it under Clarence's or is it under your name?
It'll be under Clarence's Workshop.
Yeah,
they'll be more likely to find me. It's Clarence's Workshop. Founder is Natalie Mbunga.
Lovely.
So it's always Clarence's Workshop first.
And also thank you very much to
you're
you
welcome.
As well, Mr. Rose.
You really enjoyed it. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you.
And hopefully you'll come back again soon.
Oh, definitely. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Right, just coming up to 12:25. Here's Josh Osho with Imperfections.